Free Noise. Look, man. We get it. I'm going to speak specifically to men, to the man. We get it. Women out here can be, some women, not all of them, it's a percentage, can be aggressive, can be unruly or with the mentality of I don't need no man. But that's not the issue. That's not where the issue lies. I see a lot of this stuff out here, bro. This manosphere stuff is a bunch of complaining. Well, you know, women do this, women do this. And there's some of these points, they got points. I get that. I'm not here to save nobody. But as a man, I got to hold accountability for what I do and what men do. Mm. It's time for men to man up. Bro, man up, bro. Could it be so that women these days act the way they do because men act the way they do? Example. Here's an example. Could it be a woman is acting a certain type of way, let's say masculine, because she feels like her man is not masculine? Mm. Or there's something missing, like there's a void, she's trying to fill a void? Because I see this all day.
I'm following.
I see this all the time on the internet. Like, even when we made the podcast, a lot of people was thinking like, oh, you going on a red pill podcast? Y'all about to get on the women? Bro, it's much realistic for me to talk to the men, because that's where it starts. To talk to a man, like how to be a man. Not macho, but from a point of just standing on your feet, like standing as a man. Mm-hmm. Like, I think that's what bothers me, man. The lack of accountability. It's too much getting on.
Add something to that, too.
Yeah.
Because
what
I don't want, before you finish, what I don't want is for people to, some men to listen to this segment of him, where he, how he just started, and automatically go to that word simp.
Yes.
This is not, we're not simping. No. Let me clarify something real quick. It's a lot of, when you look at these podcasts, some of the most popular podcasts, it's because it's like you said, the real, they have women on there and they have their disagreements, and that's entertaining to watch.
Yeah.
You want to hear the male perspective, the women want to hear the female or the woman perspective, right? But all I'm seeing is childishness. Because why do I say that? Because it's a lot of pointing fingers. So when he started off and he want to get on a man, let me tell you why we want to talk to the men, us. Not just to you, but we're speaking as men in general. We're going to have
it's for us.
A table for men,
yeah,
right?
I'm talking to the mirror.
The reason why we're doing that is simply because we're men. If I was a woman and I want to be accountable, then I would talk to the women. But I'm not a woman. I don't need to tell. We don't need to get on why women is doing what. It's not. The pointing finger thing will never get you anywhere.
Nope.
And so if we get on here and we tell, say what we know we like to hear. Yeah, it sounds good when a man make a good point, shut a woman down. That's it sounds good, but has that really gotten us anywhere as a culture?
No.
When it comes to men and women, it hasn't gotten us anywhere.
But that's why I brought up a percentage. This is not a all men are weak topic. This is not because I know people hear that and go, oh, he talking about the men.
Yeah.
You know, somebody hopping the comments.
Yeah.
Before you get your feelings.
Like before
you get your feelings and get to typing away. I get it. This is not about simping. Once again, filling the void.
This is about getting in the mirror.
Getting in the mirror. Men. And before I can complain about what a woman is doing, what am I doing as a man?
Because
it's two pieces. It's two to tango. Mm-hmm. I could complain how you stepping in the dance, but am I leading you the right way? I'm supposed to be leading you in the dance. Mm. We ballrooming, right?
Now, to that analogy, it doesn't give the woman the right to take the lead. If you're in a dance and you have a man and a male and a woman, the male is usually the one that's supposed to lead in the dancing.
Yeah.
But if the male is not doing it right, that doesn't mean that the woman will say, well, let me take over and lead. It's not going to look right. You spinning the male and dipping him and doing, it's not going to look right. So we're not giving this, just this segment is just not about women right now. Maybe we will talk about, you know, say something, but the fact of the matter is we're not women. But I'm not a woman.
You see that all the time. You see the, like, I get it. There's enough to go around of counseling and chastisement and criticizing of the women, women's behavior, modern women's behavior. But what about the modern man? They say the modern woman, let's just get raw. They say the modern woman is loud, independent, mm-hmm. obnoxious, very stiff and hard and masculine.
Masculine.
Right. Okay. Very, you know, on her own, and I don't need no man-esque, you know. Mm-hmm. But what's the modern man? What do we see with the modern man? Weak.
Kind of the opposite.
Weak, feminine. Feminine, impotent, incompetent. Like, bro, it's to the point where
it's something in the world, bro.
You get, dude. It's guys in my job that got some more than women. The men who sit there, bat their eyes, fold their arms, and gossip like women, bro.
Yeah,
they gossip more than the women, to the mm-hmm. point where I have to put myself in a woman's shoes and be like, okay, if I was looking for a guy, like, all of these guys are like easily controlled by our vices. Now, this is. I've been through this. I had to check myself. I demanded things from a woman and was not putting myself up to a standard of a man. Mm. Not even just for her. Just for the point mm-hmm. of being a man. We're so embedded in our heads to tell somebody else what they need to do. But we mm-hmm. need to build up ourselves. We need to figure out what we need to be. Because we're all put here to serve each other. We're all servants. Mm-hmm. So we can sit all day and tell a woman, oh, you ain't doing this, you ain't doing this. But look at the, we got to get on the men too.
We got to get on. The thing is, everybody got to get, they got to get it. Everybody got to get it.
Yeah.
But as men, we're going to speak to the men.
To the men.
To hold ourselves accountable. Because like, that's what you said in the beginning. This is a form of a little bit, taking a little bit of accountability and where we stand, because you never really see podcasts where it's a woman and a, versus a man type thing, and they trying to get a point across. You never really see both parties actually take out a time in any segment of the podcast episode and take accountability.
Yeah, yeah.
It's always
what
the other person is doing, not doing or not doing. What the woman is doing or not doing, the woman is what the man is doing and not doing.
Yeah.
And you're never going to get anywhere because everybody going to have a valid point. Everybody going to have a valid point and a opinion. But what matters is, imagine an episode where they get on there and they start taking accountability for this. So now I know, no offense, but I'm going to just say it. It's known. It's a little bit harder for women to take accountability. I'm going to just say it. I don't care.
Yeah, it is.
It's a little bit harder for y'all to take accountability. Women, that's a whole nother segment. But we'll touch on that another time. So y'all spare me right now. But for men, right now, we just want the men to take some accountability. Now, let's get into it, though. Now, let's elaborate a little bit more on what we're talking about when we say, but what are you doing? Or when we say being a man.
Being a man. Can I add one?
Please.
Get out your feelings. Get out of your feelings, bro. An emotional man, we carry too much testosterone and power to be emotional. That's why they sent the, in the Marvel comics, that's why they sent the Hulk away. He was too powerful based off his emotions. They had to send him away. They had to fly him, get him out of there. Okay? He came back even more emotional. That was bad, but still.
Yeah.
The point is, men, we carry too much power. It's too much stress, too much testosterone. You have to learn how to control your feelings. Uh-huh. Like, it's okay to be emotional. There's a time and place to be emotional. But it should not direct every step of how you move. Control your emotions, bro.
Yeah.
Seriously.
That's very I learned that important.
Plenty of times. Control your emotions, bro.
Now, you might have some men on here that feel like they are not emotional. When we talk about controlling your emotions, it doesn't always have to mean you throwing a fit when yeah. something don't go your way
yeah.
as a man. Say you have a spouse or somebody you're dealing with and they do something that's you do not like. It's not always emotional. It's not always you throwing a fit. I had to learn that because I've dealt with that. I thought I wasn't being emotional, but here's a form of being emotional as a man that you may not realize or recognize. Your woman, your spouse, or whomever does something you don't like, and over time, this is a continuous thing, and so you decide that you're going to deprive her of some of the things that a man should give to their spouse or provide for their spouse and family. And what happens is you got all your valid reasons. Nobody likes to feel underappreciated, okay? Nobody likes to feel like they're getting taken for granted or they're getting the short end of the stick. Nobody likes to feel like I'm a wimp. I'm doing whatever I don't want to do whatever my wife say. It's not that. You keep your foot down. But there are certain things that you just cannot stop doing as a provider, as a man.
Yeah.
We don't get to say, well, my wife or my spouse is not doing what I want her to do. So you go into this bout of you stop working. You stop doing what you're supposed to do as a man. You may go to work, but you land up, you going to sleep early, or you drinking more. Or, for example, You might stop doing the things that you normally want to do for your wife. So y'all used to go out on dates or y'all used to do things. And now you're allowing resentment to build up. This is why they say communication is key, because what happens is you want peace. And so when you want peace, you don't feel like arguing. You don't feel like going back and forth. So you just let it go. But you don't really let it go. You build resentment. You're building this resentment, and then not before you know it, you don't like the person who you are with. And so you stop doing all the things that you really would be doing. And some men even take it a step further and they go do it with another woman. So you with this woman, but she's not being who you want her to be. And so you go to, it's so many women out here that's willing to be what you want them to be. That is easy accessible. They call them side chicks. And then they be everything that you want your spouse to be. And so you give her that.
Yeah.
Follow me though. I'm going back because I'm gonna hit the spot. I'm going back to the point of this is all moving off your emotions. You doing what you're doing because of your emotions. Because if you had your emotions in check, you would know this is who I am. This is what I'm going to do. You're not going to let anyone, including your spouse, move you off your square of who you are and what you stand for, what you like to do. And so for men who may use that, I'm not getting what I really want. Guess who really say that? When a woman goes off and cheat, that's her main excuse. Well, I wasn't getting what I wanted from home. And so I was getting it elsewhere. That's a feminine thing.
Yeah.
But we could be, if we're not careful as men, we can use that same excuse and be like, oh, I'm not getting respected at home, but this girl at work, she respect me.
Facts.
Of course she respect you, bro. She don't know you. But of course she respect you because she have an agenda. See, we really got to be careful with that, but that all goes back to the first thing of what E was saying. Controlling your emotions.
Yeah.
See, if your wife does something, or your spouse or whatever does something that's against what you, that's going to go against the grain, that's where communication comes into play. Especially if you're married. It's different. It's a little bit different if you're not tied together, you're not married, y'all just dating. But if you're married, this is especially for that.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I don't want to go too deep into that. This wasn't supposed to be on no relationship advice. I'm not giving relationship advice. I just wanted to touch on how it could be subtle that you can be emotional. It don't have to be you go off the rail every time something go wrong.
Yeah.
A lot of men don't go off the rail. They can be quiet.
But a lot of men aren't assertive. And I'm not talking about to bring it back.
That's why it's a balance.
It's a balance. you have to be assertive. You have to have some standards as a man to say, hey, this is this. We moving like this. We move like that. Men, it's you can't be a man and you not moving with no purpose. You just here. That is unattractive to a woman. So if a woman feels like she's more assertive or more in a go-getting type spirit or more ambitious than you, she's going to run over you. She's like, well, you ain't got no purpose. You just here for the, you know, food and body. I don't know. You just here. A lot of men just moving with no purpose. You just here. You're just here for a fun time. You're just here to be, to look cool, to be cool. You're just here. Like a lot of guys say, man, my girl treat me a certain type of way. I mean, it's an awkward question, but what do you do other than go to work? I just come home and, you know, like, well, do she see you with a purpose doing something to where she knows she has to get in line? Like, oh, well, he's doing this. Let me get with him. Let me help him support him to this greater cause. Do you have a greater cause rather than just your own self-pleasures? So it's like, you have to start getting real with yourself again, deep with yourself. As a man. Men, it is the uncomfortable things that build us. It's stress that builds a man, bro. And I'm not saying we got to be, once again, macho tough guy. It is the stress, the things on our shoulders that builds us as men. For example, back before the industrial age, the technology age, all this. Let's say back during hunting times. As a man, if you don't hunt, you don't eat. If you don't cultivate the ground, you don't eat. You ain't getting nothing.
Work.
If you don't work, you do not eat. Nowadays, it's easy. It's way more easier. I can put some in a microwave, or I can order some from DoorDash, and I can give me a 9-to-5 job to support doing all that over and over again. You have to put stress on yourself. I'm talking about the gym. I'm talking about therapy. I'm talking about, man, I don't care if you got to do push-ups in the morning. You have to put your body under some type of stress. Because if you don't, as a man, you become a baby, a big walking baby. You feel no stress. You just want your breast milk. You become a baby.
You want everything easy.
You want everything easy, including women. You want women easy. You want this woman to just get with you. Bro. And then there are some women that see these type of men that like these men, or that you hear a woman say, I try to change him. I try to do this. They try to get with them to realize like, he's just not a man. Mm-hmm. And then they go through the cycles, and that's how society gets messed up. These families ain't real. We just together because you make me feel good temporarily or momentarily. It's to the point where you have to understand, men, I'm getting on the men so heavy because we have a big role in society. If the men are not together mentally and physically and disciplinary, we are cooked. Society is cooked. Yeah. Like, for example, my mom, you know, shout out to her. The son of Bev. Shout out to Beverly. My mom had to fill a void where my father didn't fill. My mother had to do it. So she dang near had to nurture and couldn't even fully nurture because the man was not there. And be the disciplinary one too. So that's a hard fight for a single parent, especially a woman who's not meant to take all that stress. Now, that's just an example of how important it is for men. We have to get it together. We have to get it together. You got to look yourself in the mirror, man. I don't care. Look, get uncomfortable. Take your shirt off, look in the mirror and say, do I like this? Seriously. Not even on no funny junk, like for real.
Seriously.
Man, look.
You ain't lying.
We gotta like this. I'm not trying to make no money off no manosphere or no red pill or even getting on the guys, getting on the dudes. men and women have extremely important roles in society. Men and women. But it reminds me of when Adam was made. When Adam was made, it was just him. He was to do all the work on his own. He had to do all this work, but he was doing it. But it was just, at that moment, it was only masculine energy on the planet. It was only masculine. The moment Eve was created, he was like, wow, and broke down in a whole poem and got poetic about her because he sensed the feminine energy that was now on that planet. And from that point, she filled a void that he did not have. And that's how it should be. Of course, before they messed up. Right. But it caused all the movie going through now.
Got in her independent spirit. Exactly. Whatever.
But even with him, he dropped his masculine, you know, being a man and being like, hey, don't go over there. Don't do this. Mm. She still did it. So it's like now we have to really understand the importance, bro. Even in that example, understand the importance of men and women.
I want to touch on that too.
And
if you don't,
yeah, go ahead.
You just used with Adam and Eve. And
yeah,
how she he told her not to eat the fruit, and she still did it anyway. This is what we're talking about, and I guess you can wrap up this whole episode in that specific thing that happened. He did not stand on being a man, because even if she did go out her way to do what she did. It says she brought the fruit to him, and then he joined her with it. He started, for whatever reason, whether it was to keep the peace or whether he just was simping, like you guys like to say, or whatever the case may be, he did not stand firm on what it was meaning to be a man. It's what you said about if we don't get on where we're supposed to be in our roles, then society, what you say, is cooked. We already cooked because of what our first parents, Adam and Eve, did. Because they didn't stay in their roles,
yeah,
of who they were. And we need to start looking at it as there's a bigger picture. It's a lot of selfishness in society because that's what's promoted. It's about you. You should be happy.
Yes, yes.
You should be happy. You deserve this, yes, blah, blah, blah,
yes,
right?
Yes.
If you go into a relationship with that mindset, because you're banking your happiness on external thing,
yeah,
somebody else, especially somebody of the opposite sex who really don't understand you because they are not, they don't have your DNA, they are not you, you're gravely mistaken. They're going to mess up. They're imperfect, and you are going to mess up. You are imperfect.
Yeah.
It's a bigger picture, society. There's a bigger picture it's a reason why the family, the husband and the wife is the basic building block for that builds family, would build societies. It starts in the family.
Yeah.
And if y'all are at each other's neck, then it's already a wrap.
Yep. The nucleus is not even growing.
It's not even growing.
Yeah.
But it's because pointing the finger. So it's good, like these podcasts, that's good. That's cool that what's happening is they're having the conversation. So the man is telling the woman how he feel, and the woman is, as usual, telling the man how she feels. But now it's time to take accountability.
Yeah.
That's what's going to make the change.
Observe yourself.
I think
yourself.
We said it before with Michael Jackson, starting with the man in the mirror.
Yep.
The woman should do it too. But right now, this episode is for the men. We got to get in the mirror, and we have to still stand on what we're supposed to do despite what the woman is doing. Because it is important that we do that. Because guess what's going to happen if we do? It's hard. It's hard to stand on it and then a woman... But what's going to happen is they're going to fall in line because it's nature. You stand on what you stand on as a man. Do not fold.
Nope.
Watch she follow your lead. We have the strength for a reason. So guess what? Going back to the analogy of dancing. If you're a man and you stand on what you're supposed to and you practice being a man, we got to learn. We got to grow up. And we don't make mistakes, but guess what? You gonna, as you keep standing on what you said, that routine, there's a routine in the dance. You stand on that routine as a man, you don't fall off that routine, she will fall in line.
She will follow you, most definitely, but lose the feminine energy.
Because you, now because what happens is with the feminine energy, what's happening is you're showing uncertainty. And when you show uncertainty, if I got a dance partner and I'm uncertain, she's going to be uncertain. And that's the first step right there to a woman looking at a man like, all right, I don't feel secure in this. I don't have a good dance partner.
She needs to feel like you are her partner, a male partner, not her sorority sister.
Exactly.
Okay? She's not, you ain't the one that's supposed to be sitting up eating ice cream with her watching Netflix. No. You are supposed to lead. There's nothing wrong with having a showing your affectionate side with your woman, you of course.
Do that, yeah.
I mean, I just said Adam broke down a whole poem. He got real affectionate very fast as soon as he saw Eve.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you have to understand that you are a man, bro. You're a man. You got to act like a man, bro.
No matter what. Stop pointing the finger.
And like these little things, like gossiping, stop eating anything in your feelings, like all this little stuff that we're doing, like men are doing.
Yeah.
Because back in the day, you couldn't do that. Like,
yeah.
Back in the days, like, you say something wrong to the wrong guy, just once y'all dueling in the middle of the streets.
Mm-hmm.
Like, back then, it was a code of men. It was a code to being a man. And we're seeing it to start of, break away.
Yeah. Because what it was back then, they were human just like we're human now.
Exactly.
But it was just structure.
It was structure.
We're losing our sense of who we are and what we're supposed to be doing. And it's because they have a right. Everybody is so right. Everybody's feelings and everything is so valid.
Yes.
Everybody is entitled now. Everybody owes somebody something. We owe women this. Women owe us this. Get out of it because there's a bigger picture. Society. And it ain't going to get better until we start with ourselves.
Yeah.
So this is not a simping thing. Once again, you know, this ain't about women is doing what they supposed to do. It's on us. We ain't doing it. No. Women, somewhere, there's some woman out there right now that's one day is going to tell a woman about herself, maybe. But right now, I'm a man. And so we're talking to the men.
Talking to the men, bro. Because that's where it starts. It's the man.
And this is an interchange, like, even though y'all can't speak back maybe in y'all comments, but this is just an interchange. Like, I'm not perfect at the things that we're saying, but
and this is all from experience. This is all from me having to wake up, like, hey, I've been disrespected heavily by a woman, but I took that disrespect and went, I'm not a man. That's the problem.
Mm-hmm.
That's the problem. That's the that and that
because you
got to so
really ask, like, what makes her think that she could disrespect me?
We
grow up in a household where if we did with the act of disrespect, you just get whooping, whatever. You just get straight. No explanation for real. But that explanation is important to understand. And that's all this is. We bringing that middle part in. We're not just getting to the, oh, you disrespected me. You're not supposed to do that because I'm the head. I'm the lead. I'm the man. Don't disrespect. No, let's get in the middle. Let's get real. And women, for y'all person, what y'all have to do? Y'all have to do that too. Y'all have to take y'all accountability and be like, okay, why is my man like this? What am I doing? What can I do to support him? But once again, it's not about y'all. That's a whole nother segment.
Yeah.
But the man, you have to stop pointing the finger. Okay, we get it. I'm not saying you're wrong about the points that you make about a woman. I'm not saying you're wrong, but okay, you said it. Now what are you going to do? Are you going to just stop dating? What if every man stopped dating? What if we all just be like, all right, I'm not messing with women no more? Come on now.
Yeah.
That's not an option, right? So get it together. They'll follow in. They'll fall through.
Yeah, man.
I ain't got nothing else for y'all, man.
Yeah. I think I said enough. Man, leave everything y'all feel like saying in the comments. Like, comment, subscribe.
Please do.
Please tell us, man, how you feel about the conversation of, you know, this whole red pill, men versus women. Do y'all watch that content? Are y'all tired of it?
It's entertaining.
Let's let us know. You know what I'm saying?
It's good. But we hear y'all. We hear y'all feedback. Y'all want some funny. Y'all want some conflict. And y'all want some
conflict.
We got because that's what they want.
Yeah.
Y'all agree. Y'all should argue like, bro, this is free noise. We ain't changing that.
Yeah.
Free noise. We gonna say what we want to say.
It'll come through.
Watch or don't. But
properly.
We do have plans. We do have plans to get people on the podcast, on the episodes. It'll come when it come. Yep. Just be patient with us, please.
For sure. Man, we love y'all. Y'all be safe out there. Man up and woman up. I don't know. But yeah, man, peace, y'all. Y'all be safe. See y'all.
Peace.